coming.
It's time for the Phenology Show. If I can swallow the last gulp of coffee there. Pardon me. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And boy, this time of year, it's hard to not get smacked in the face by some phenological occurrence. This past week, we talked on Tuesday last week. The aspens had not yet broken bud, but on Tuesday they broke bud. I saw aspens leafing out or breaking bud on Tuesday. Now, over the years, I have always used just the first green on an aspen as bud break. I have a powerful spotting scope, and I can put that on an aspen tree, and I can now actually see when the bud is actually breaking, when you can just see the first little bits of green coming out of the bud. But I don't use that as my date because over the 40 years that I've been doing this, I have continued to use the sighting of that monumental grape green that comes out with the aspens. And so that's my key. And using that same key over all of the years that I've been doing this, this year, aspen leaf out was on the 9th of May. That was the 8th latest overall. Last year, 2022, it was the 8th of May. So we beat out last year by one day. In 2011, it was also the 9th of May. But in 2014, 2013, 2008, 2002, 1996, 1995, and 1989, we had later blooms or later leaf out for aspen than we had this year. So this is certainly not the latest spring on record, but it is right up there with some of the top five, probably. Other trees in the family, the big-tooth aspens, with the aid of binoculars and a steady perch, I was able to see that those buds are just breaking open on the big-tooth aspen. I am looking at a particular big-tooth aspen. There are some younger big-tooth aspens that are leafing out right now, but right now the big-tooth aspen that I am observing has not yet broken leaf bud. Now, the big tooth aspen, when the leaves come out on that one, they're going to be very pale, pale green, sage green, or even lighter. And that will give you a hint as to who is the aspen in your group, who is the trembling aspen in your group. They are already green. And who is the big tooth aspen? And they're going to come out pale, pale, pale green and gradually darken up over the summer. So you can figure them out. And they have an offset phenology. The trembling aspens are always first, and the big-tooth aspens follow. But in years like this, when the trembling aspen leaf out late, the difference between the two can shorten up to 9 to 12 days. Normally, it is more like 18 to 21 days between leaf out of the trembling aspen and then the leaf out of the big tooth aspen. So keep an eye on your aspens. They're going to be the trembling aspens, of course, are quite green right now, and the big tooth aspens will be leafing out very soon, and they will be very, very white when they come out. Balsam poplar, another cousin of the other two aspens, is leafing out. The white poplar is also leafing out. This one is a kind of a scrubby, low spread out kind of a tree. It doesn't grow at all like the trembling aspen or the big tooth aspen. It's much more on the order of a box elder. It's kind of low and kind of spreading. But they have a very pale whitish green leaf as well, and they are leafing out right now. The big tooth aspen's going to look like a regular tall tree. The white poplar is doesn't look like that at all. It looks more shrubby. It gets fairly tall, but it's not not a, a single stem that grows straight up the way you think of trembling aspen or big tooth aspen. If you're looking at birch this week, you probably have noticed that the male flowers have gone distended, and I'm looking out the window at a river birch, and the catkins have gone from a kind of a dark brownish color to a bright yellowish color, and they are dispensing pollen. If you can get up and tap one of those little catkins, you'll see pollen fly out of them. So the birch are definitely getting their game on. To stay with the trees, tamaracks, the little green emerging needles have now started to separate out, and you can see that they are needles. Up till now, they've just been a little cone of green, but now they're starting to spread out, and you can see that there are needles there. If you have a tamarack in your yard, look it over. There are some little mushroom-shaped yellow pollen cones. They're very small, probably a quarter inch or less across, and they look a little bit like a mushroom. The surface is kind of bumpy, and those are the pollen cones. And then look throughout the branch and look for these little tips of magenta as the female cones develop. They look a bit like the rest of the emerging needles. They're kind of green and sort of spiky like a needle is, but there's going to be a big splash of magenta in there, and that is the unripe seed cone, the female flower on the tamarack. You probably have noticed that there are some remarkable white flowers out there in the forest right now, and they are largely two plants. One is Juneberry, and the other is plum. And we have two species of plum up here, but suffice it to say that we'll just call them plum for the sake of our discussion this morning. The Juneberries have a development that is leaf and flower. And so if you go up to a Juneberry, you'll see that the leaves are starting to develop as the flowers are on the plant. And the leaves of the Juneberry kind of fold like a book, so they open along the mid-vein. And they'll be at some stage of openness right now, either wide open or closed like a book or somewhere in between. And along with them are all of those white flowers. Juneberries flower synchronously. That is, when the Juneberry plant decides to flower, all of its flowers bloom. They fruit asynchronously, which means when they get ready to produce fruit, they are going to ripen this one and that one and that one over there and then one over there. And the robins are going to come and eat those ripe fruits, and you're going to be looking at them thinking, boy, in a couple of days, this thing's going to be loaded with ripe fruits, but it never does. Because every time one ripens, the robin spots it and eats it. So if you are looking at Juneberries right now, get an idea of where they are. Mark them maybe with a little piece of fluorescent tape or something so you can find them. And then go there in the spring or in the summer and harvest the berries. And they are delicious and well worth the effort. The plum differs from the Juneberry in that it is more flower than leaf at this stage, and the plums tend to grow in thickets. So you get this clump of plums that might be, you know, some of them, the one I'm watching is like 20 feet long. It's not a single plant. It's dozens of plants in this 20-foot clump, and it's nothing you would think of passing through. Juneberries typically grow sort of, here's one, oh, there's one over there, oh, there's another one over there, and you can kind of walk around in a Juneberry forest, but you can't walk around in a plum thicket. It's just too dense. So if you're out there looking, the white flowers are either Juneberries or plums, and they are blooming right now in the Grand Rapids area. And you can check those out. The pin cherries and the choke cherries will come later. The pin cherries are about 4 or 5 days away from blooming. And the Chokecherries are going to be even further behind that. So it's in order of flowering shrubs, it's Juneberries and plums, Pincherries, Chokecherries. And if you're really into it, somewhere in there, the Nannyberry and the Black Chokeberry are going to flower as well. Among the other flowering shrubs out there are Canada Fly Honeysuckle, twin trumpet-shaped yellow flowers, and they are at the ones at my house are at peak bloom. Leatherwood, which is just about done flowering now, and then Leatherleaf. And Leatherleaf is a swamp plant, and it has white flowers like a blueberry in long rows of flowers along the sweeping branches of the Leatherleaf. And that is in bloom right now. And speaking of blueberries, blueberries are in bloom right now as well. Flowers, the bloodroot is done flowering. Cowslips are just beginning to flower at my house. Trailing arbutus has been in flower for a week and is now kind of at the down, on the downside of flowering. It's soon to be done. Sessel bellwort and large flowered bellwort are blooming. Wood anemone is blooming. Trillium is about to bloom. Swamp red currant is about to bloom. Small or dwarf raspberry is about to bloom. White violets are blooming. Sand violets are blooming. Columbine is up. Red elderberry has lots of flowers on it, but nothing that looks like it's going to bloom yet. And then interrupted fern, ostrich fern, lady fern, and bracken are all up, as well as equisetum, which is that horsetail. The field equisetum, the meadow equisetum, and the forest equisetum are all growing really well right now. So watch for those. Oven birds are back. Hummers are back. Orioles are back. The mosquitoes came out yesterday in good numbers at my house. The wood ticks and deer ticks are fierce and plentiful, so be careful out there. Take a chance. Take a moment to check yourself over when you get home from a walk in the woods these days. Quick note about frogs. I heard spring peepers and chorus frogs and one or two wood frogs. I did not hear very many wood frogs this year, and I don't know why. I don't know if it's just the area that I'm in, but if you have a good crowd of wood frogs, I'd like to hear about it because I'm a little concerned for them in terms of how they might have survived this past winter. So wood frogs down, spring peepers up, and chorus frogs doing really well, still calling. Turkeys are gobbling, grouse are drumming. That's a great time to be outside. That's the Phenology Show for this week. Tune in again next week and we'll do it all again.